not a problem. We are doing for God for some reason, but not for the whole year. It is excused, no problem. And Sattvic,
আমি প্রায় বিশ্বের বহু দেশ বহু রাষ্ট্রের মধ্যে গিয়েছি এবং সেখানে দেখি যে আমাদের এখানে স্কুল কলেজ ইত্যাদি সংস্কৃতের কোনো আলোচনা নেই, বিশেষ করে বাংলাদেশ, কিন্তু সেখানে আমেরিকাতে, ইংল্যান্ডে, জার্মানিতে, ফ্রান্সে, অস্ট্রিয়াতে, এদিকে অস্ট্রেলিয়াতে, সেখানে সর্বত্রই সংস্কৃতের এক একটি বিভাগ আছে এবং সেখানে সংস্কৃত আলোচনা হয়। সেখানকার একটা ছেলে আমি আজকে তার সংস্কৃতিতে পদ্য রচনা করে দিয়ে আর ওখান থেকে পত্র পাঠ তুমি তো
রাজধানী ভিয়েনা থেকে এসেছে এখানে। এই ব্যক্তির নাম জি লিউ, ইনি গত জুন মাসে শিল মহারাজটি হয়ে নাম দীক্ষা প্রাপ্ত হয়েছেন। শিল মহারাজ তার নাম লিখেছেন গিরিধারী দাস। তখন থেকে তিনি হিন্দি এবং সংস্কৃত শিক্ষার প্রচেষ্টা চালিয়ে যাচ্ছেন। তিনি লিখেছেন, পূজনীয় গুরুদেব, আপকে চরণ কমল মে মেরে দৈনব ময় দণ্ডবত প্রণাম। মে আপকি অপার কৃপা নহীঁ ভুল সকতা, জো আপনি ইস পতিত জীব পর ফলের মেহনা প্রদান কে রূপ মে বরসাই হ্যায়। না মুঝে আপকি মহিমা স্তুতি করনে কি ক্ষমতা হ্যায় অর না মে সংস্কৃত ভাষা মে কবি হুঁ, ফির ভি মে সাহস লেকর আপকো ये सरचित प्रणाम श्लोक अर्पित कर रहा हूँ, कृपया इसको स्वीकार करें। नमो केशव पादाय कृति रत्न विकासिने भक्त बांधव श्रेष्ठाय ब्रज सेवा प्रचारिने, माधुर जर स्वाहाय सुखवाणी प्रकाशिने, ভক্তিলতানুষেকায় উন্নতোৎসাহদায়িনি। আশা হ্যায় কি আপ ইস অনুষ্ঠুপ সে প্রসন্ন হোঙ্গে। আপকি বিশ্বযাত্রা ইস বর্ষ কব আরম্ভ হোগি, শুননে মে আয়া হ্যায় কি আপকা ইয়ে মঞ্জিল স্লোভেনিয়া সে হি শুরু করেঙ্গে। আমারি দৃঢ় প্রার্থনা হ্যায় কি আপ যথাসাধ্য হর সাল বিশ্বযাত্রা করেন, তাকি হম পশ্চিম মে রহনে বালো কো প্রচুর সৎসঙ্গ মিল সকে। বৈষ্ণব কৃপা পিলা গিরিধারী দাস, হরে কৃষ্ণ। বিশেষ করে আমি আমেরিকা যাচ্ছিলাম, সেখানেতে আমাকে ড্রাইভ করে দিয়ে গাড়িতে আর সেখানে নিয়ে যাচ্ছে একজন, ওই সঙ্গে সঙ্গে সংস্কৃত ভাষাতে পদ্য রচনা করে
ওয়াশিংটন
আসনাই করে বাদ বেশ সুন্দর। আমার মনে হয় যে নিরাশা হওয়ার কোনো কারণ নেই, কালক্রমে এইটা যা একটু আমাদের বিশেষ করে বাংলার দশা, বাংলার দুর্দশা হয়েছে, সংস্কৃতকে মৃত ভাষা ঘোষণা করে কিন্তু যথাযথ আমি জ্ঞান দিচ্ছি সমস্ত বিশ্বকে সংস্কৃতের ভবিষ্যৎ অত্যন্ত উজ্জ্বল। কিছুদিনের মধ্যেই দেখবে যে কম্পিউটারে সংস্কৃত ভাষাকে তারা গ্রহণ করতে বাধ্য হবে। এরকম হবে যেমন ইত্যাদিতে এরকমের সংস্কৃত ভাষা পঠন পাঠন এবং আমাদের শাস্ত্র বুঝে নেওয়ার চেষ্টা করছে, আমার মনে হয় যে বাধ্য সমস্ত বিশ্ব এটাকে গ্রহণ করবার চেষ্টা করবে। আমাদের গুরু মহারাজ এই জন্য যত সাথী এখানে স্থাপিত করেছিলেন, তিনি যখন চতুষ্পাঠী স্থাপিত করেন তখন তিনি বলেছিলেন যে আমি তাহার নামকরণ করলেন গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত চতুষ্পাঠী। গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত কি? আবার নামও রাখলেন গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত সমিতি। উদ্দেশ্য ছিল এই, তিনি তার প্রবন্ধের মধ্যেও আবার লিখেছেন যে বিশ্বের তেরিকা প্রচারিত হোক গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত। গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত কি? জীব গোস্বামী পাদ তার সন্দর্ভে বললেন ত্যাগভূষণ তার গোবিন্দ ভাষ্য ইত্যাদিতে তাহার সূচনা করেছে। গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত মানেই হচ্ছে কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি। প্রথমে ওঙ্কার, ওঙ্কার থেকে গায়ত্রী, গায়ত্রী থেকে বেদ, বেদের তাৎপর্য সমস্ত উপনিষদকে বলে বেদান্ত। সেই উপনিষদের সার হচ্ছে বেদান্ত, সেই বেদান্তের ভাষ্য হচ্ছে শ্রীমদ ভাগবত। ব্যাসদেব স্বয়ং বেদান্ত সূত্র রচনা করে তার ভাষ্য রূপে শ্রীমদ ভাগবত রাখে। তার প্রতিপাদ্য বিষয় কি? কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি। নিগম কল্প নিগম কলম শুভম কৃষ্ণের ভক্তি, কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি, ব্রজ ভক্তি, চৈতন্য মহাপুরুষ এই জন্য সেই বেদান্ত সর্বত্র বিশ্বে প্রচারিত। সাধারণভাবে আজ বাংলার বাইরে বিশেষ করে ভারতবর্ষে, উত্তর ভারতবর্ষে এবং বিশ্বেতেই আজকাল এটা প্রচারিত হয়েছে। বেদান্ত বলতে গেলে নিরীশ্বর, নিরাকার, নিঃশক্তি, নির্বিশেষ একটি ব্রহ্ম। জীব ব্রহ্ম আর এই জগৎ হচ্ছে মিথ্যা, এই হচ্ছে বেদান্ত। কিন্তু যথার্থ পরিচয় বেদান্ত নেন এটা হচ্ছে সম্পূর্ণ অবৈতিক মত এবং কাল্পনিক মত, এর কোন ভিত্তি নাই। আমাদের বেদান্ত শাস্ত্রে গুরু মহারাজ বলতেন 550 সূত্রের মধ্যে কোথাও জ্ঞান শব্দের কোন উল্লেখ নেই, মুক্তি শব্দের কোন উল্লেখ নেই, আর জীব যে ব্রহ্ম এটা কোথাও উল্লেখ নেই কোন শাস্ত্রে, এই পরিষদ শাস্ত্রে কোথাও উল্লেখ নেই। তবে এই হচ্ছে বেদান্তের প্রতিপাদ্য বিষয়, এই হচ্ছে গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত। আমাদের গুরু মহারাজ সেরকম ছিল, তিনি সর্বত্র এই সবগুলি বিষয় প্রচারিত করবার জন্য যে গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত কি, আমি বেদান্ত সমিতি কি, এর মাধ্যমে যে সর্বত্র বিশ্বকে তিনি প্রচারিত করবেন এই সবগুলি বিষয়। শঙ্করাচার্য তিনি শিবের অবতার, তিনি ভগবানের ইচ্ছা পূর্তির জন্য তিনি এইরকম হচ্ছে কাল্পনিক মত, একটা তাৎকালীন ভারতে যেটা প্রয়োজন ছিল ওই জন্য তিনি প্রচার করেছিলেন। মায়াবাদম অসৎশাস্ত্রম প্রচন্ডম বৌদ্ধম উচ্চতে মায়ো বিহিতং দেবী কলক ব্রাহ্মণের মধ্যে
সাবই কল্পিতে ইতাঞ্চে জনাং
ইত্যাদি এই সব বলা আছে। অতএব গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত অর্থাৎ কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি কি গৌড়ীয় বেদান্ত? চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু যে প্রেম ধর্ম অনাপিচারী কিরাত ধরণে অবতীর্ণ ফল এর মধ্যে যে ঐতিহাসিক আমাদের গৌড়ীয় বেদান্তের প্রতিপাদ্য বিষয়। অতএব এখন বিশেষ সময় হয়ে গেছে, আমি সংক্ষেপে দিয়ে গেলাম আমাদের আজকে যে সভা
আজকে সভার মধ্যে আমাদের যে কিছু করণীয় আছে সেটি আমরা আরম্ভ করবো। পণ্ডিত সমাজ এখানে তার জায়গা এসেছে, তাহাদেরকে আমরা খুব অভিনন্দন জানাই এবং তাহাদের বক্তব্য শুনে তারপরে আমি খুব
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে
কৃষ্ণ।
আমাদের এখন আরম্ভ আমরা
হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে
হরে রাম হরে রাম।
ক্লাস টুডে ক্লাস আস অ্যাবাউট সংস্কৃত চতুষ্পাঠী ফায়ার সংস্কৃত ওয়াজ ডিসকাস কাম নিয়ার বিকজ দে আর প্লেইং অ মাইক। ওকে
ওয়াই দা মাইক ইজ নট
হিয়ার নো নো হিয়ার ডাউনস্টেয়ার
বাট অন টপ
দিস পরম গুরুদেব সেন্টেনিয়াল it is going on a couple of days, so today we arrange one assembly about Gaudiya Vedanta Chatuspathi. That means Chatuspathi means Sanskrit school where Gaudiya Vedanta they taught their student. Param Gurudev hope that when India became independent after that its national language must be Sanskrit, and because everything in Sanskrit in condensed form, so if it will be national language will be Sanskrit, then it will be very helpful for everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, today we invited so many Sanskrit scholars from Navadvip Dham. They have an idea that in this mode, maybe there is no scholars, only they do bhajan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they eat and sleep. There is no scholars at all, their idea. They speak something that if Sanskrit language will be national language will be very good. They want that it will be pushed up to government. In other country, they have some rule and regulation and they have some arrangement for Sanskrit, but here, especially in West Bengal, government declared the Sanskrit is dead language, so now need to learn. So they proposed their own proposal. After that, Param Pujya Bhakti Vikram Maharaj, he cut their argument very mildly, and he spoke, and Pujya spoke very nicely. At first, Sri Vikram Maharaj told, Sadese Pujyate Raja, Vidyana sarvatra pujyate. That means king always respected in his own country, but his scholar he always respected all over world. So Vikram is telling your scholars, so you may respected for whole world. So we have to arrange something by which you can earn money by the Sanskrit language. We only be scholar, you know nothing how to you can earn money like other subject, then you could not do anything. So you have to be careful about this. After that, Pujya Bhakti Vikram told that dharmena hina pasubhi samana. We want
we shall learn only Sanskrit, anything else, but we should not be strictly follower of religion. If we are not a follower of religion, then dharmena hina pasuvi samana. Without religion, almost all like animal. So he quoted one slope, ahara nidra bhayamaitunancha. That means eating.
Eating, sleeping, might in undefining, common to animals and humans.
Yes. Samarma metat pasubhi naranam dharmaite samadhika visesa dharmena hina pasubhi samana. Eating, sleeping, hearing, and mating. Everything as well as common to all like animal and human beings everywhere. So religion's speciality for human being. If any human being not follows religion, they are like an animal. So Parampujyavati Vipram, I want to say, if you not followers of religion, you are like animal. He told in Pistoy, he told them that if you not followers of religion, especially in Navadvip Dham, Mahaprabhu preach Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if you not follow this, that it will be like an animal. But not told directly, but indirectly, he want to say that if you are not followers of Vaishnavism, that you are animal.
So they became little... That's why they left.
They left.
They became upset little bit because they are also scholar. They are understanding. So they leave that place. Gradually.
They will not come to the next centennial.
Sanskrit means... Sanskrit means Sanskrita Parimarjita. What is? What is Sanskrit? Parimarjita means? Sanskrit means... is cultured. What is cultured language? It is called Sanskrit. Only Sanskrit is able to go for sadhan bhajan. So all mantras in Sanskrit language, not other language. So it is language of goddess. So many incarnations incurred in India, only India. India is the place for incarnation of God. There is no place other than India for incarnation. So many incarnations came in this universe and they always speak in Sanskrit language, not other than Sanskrit. So it is called Deva Bhasa, language of goddess. When Brahma wants to create, but he could not understand what he had to do, he has to do. So when he meditated, then sound came, top, top, top. Please do austerity, do austerity. You know Sanskrit word. Then Trivikram has quoted one slok from Srimad Bhagavatam, from Chatushloki Bhagavatam, that Javanaham Jatha Bhavo Jadguna Guna Karmakam. It is also in Sanskrit language. So Parampujyavati Trivikram has told that everything is Sanskrit language. If you want to do bhajan, if you want to serve God, you have to take shelter of Sanskrit language. Other than you cannot advance. At present in India, seeing the Indian, you couldn't understand the Indian or any from Western country. Especially, he told, according to scriptures, Lajja Narinam Bhusana, same is the ornament of ladies. But nowadays, the Indian ladies, they are following Western ladies and they become like Western. It is very shameful for Indian culture. He told. The Jyotirka is telling that we are trying our best to do this, that we shall discuss Sanskrit, we shall want to talk in Sanskrit language, but due to time beings, we are not able to do so. Because the influence of time is so strong. He quoted one slope, काल कलिर बलिन इंद्रिय वैरी वर्गा श्री भक्ति मार्ग य कंटक कोटि रुद्ध हाहा कजामि विकलम किम अहं करोमि चैतन्य चंद्र जदिनादं कृपां करोसि काल कलिर बलिन फॉर दिस टाइम एज इज कली काल कली एंड टू मच पावर टू पावरफुल एंड इंद्रिय वैरी वर्गा If we want to do something, then our sense become enemy. They not help us. They are not helpful. So Indra Vairi Varga, Sri Bhakti Marga, Iha Kantaka Koti Ruddha. The way of bhakti, way of devotion is full of thorn. If you want to walk on thorn, then you could not walk very easily. So Bhakti Marga due to Kali, age of Kali, is full of so many obstacles like thorn. Ha ha kajami vikalam. Oh, where I shall go? What I shall do? So I became bewildered. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is best to his mercy, then everything will favor me. Otherwise, everything quite opposite. So due to time beings.
This is to Gaudiya Saraswati?
I don't know. It is in Gaudiya Kantha, Gaur Tattva. Always, day by day, our country is advancing towards like animal. So, after that, if we want to subside them, just like when milk was overflowing and falling on the fire, then Mother Yashoda came and wanted to subside the milk. Similarly, when Pujya Bhakti Vikram Maharaj hit them in mild way, After that, he want to subside them. He told that we are agree in your proposal, then you can preach all over the world, all over country, our Sanskrit. We shall help you, we shall support you in every respect. After that, he finishes class. After that, Srila Gurudev told that time is too much, and we have another program also, and all scholars, they are very eager to leave from this place because they have so many business have to do. So I shall speak very little, only one word after one sentence after that I shall come to my speech. Srila Gurudev told that my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pradhan Goswami Goswami Maharaj, established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and Gaudiya Vedanta Chatushpathi. Know what is Gaudiya Vedanta. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad give some hints, give some outline about Gaudiya Vedanta. From whom he knows this? Srila Gurudev told another day. For preaching of Vedanta, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave responsibility to Sarup Damodar Prabhu. Sarup Damodar Prabhu had one disciple named Madhusudan Saraswati. So Madhusudan Saraswati learned everything from Sarup Damodar Prabhu. Sarup Damodar Prabhu is a great scholar and learned from Mahaprabhu also. And by mercy of Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar taught everything to Madhusudan Saraswati. From Madhusudan Saraswati, Jiva Goswami learned everything. After that, he composed Sat Sandarbha. So in our Sat Sandarbha, so many things is there. There is a detailed description in Jiva Goswami Sat Sandarbha. Then Gurudev told, at first there is Om. Om means, according to Sanskrit language, there is three letters, O, U, Ma. There is one slok. Akare Uchate Krishna Sarvalokika Nayaka Makare Ukare Uchate Radha Makaro Jiva Vachaka Akare Uchate Krishna or denotes Krishna. Who is this? Is the all in all, is omnipotent, omniscient. And Akare Uchate Ram Ukare Uchate Radha Ukar denotes Srimati Radhika. And Mokar more denotes the servant that means Jeev. So at first there Om. After Om, from Om became Gayatri. Gayatri means there is so many Gayatri who is initiated. They know at first Brahma Gayatri, after that Guru Gayatri, after that Gaur Gayatri, after that Kam Gayatri, so many Gayatri in our
Rupam,
in our Gayatri mantras also. For female, they have no right to chant Brahma Gayatri. For them, Gaur Gayatri, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Gayatri and Kam Gayatri. I am describing about Gayatri, not for other mantras. Mm-hmm. Gayatri means Gayate Prayate Jasmat. So it is called Gayatri. If we sing, if we chant these Gayatri mantras, then we will be liberated from this world and we will establish ourselves as a servant of divine couple. So it is called Gayatri. At first Om, after that Gayatri, from Gayatri, breath comes. It is the breath of Supreme God. From breath, this came Upanishad. And from Upanishad came Vedanta. Vedanta is the essence of Upanishad or Veda. Upanishad and Vedanta is the essence of Veda. And in Vedanta there is 550 condensed form composed by Srila Vyasadeva. And commentary of Vedanta is Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srila Jiva Swami told, Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam Bharatartha Vinirnaya Gayatri Bhasya Rupasa Vedartha Paribhringita. Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. What is the Bhagavat? The meaning of Brahma Sutra, that means Vedanta Sutra, condensed form of Veda. Bharatartha Vinirnaya. The significance of Mahabharata. Gayatri Bhasya Rupasa is the commentary of Gayatri. Gayatri means you have to accept at first Brahma Gayatri. So how we can reconcile this? In Gayatri, Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat, that Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Bhargo means potency of Deva. Who is Deva? Krishna Deva Bhavantanya Bande. So Krishna is your Dev. His potency is Srimati Radhika. She will be manifest in our heart. And in Bhagavatam, Yanava Dasa Jatunaya Ditarato Starthe Sabhi Gosara Tene Brahma Hidaja Adika Vaye Muyanti Jata Sudaya Tejo Bari Midam Jatha Vinimayo Trisargo Jatra Amrisa Dhamna Sena Sada Nirasta Tuhakam Sattam Param Dhimahi. Here Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi and Sattam Param Dhimahi, both are same. So Gayatri Bhasya Rupam, it is a commentary of Gayatri. And Vedartha Paribhringita, and it explains Veda. So Srimad Bhagavat is the commentary of Vedanta. So according to this slog, Jiva Goswami Pada told. What is the ultimate goal of Srimad Bhagavatam? Then Gurudev mentioned one slog. Nigama kalpataru galitam mukham sukham khadam mrtagrava sayyutam pivat bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavuka. That means Srimad Bhagavatam is the fruit of Nigam. It is desire tree. Which you want, it will fulfill your desire. So who is devotee, devotional practitioner? What they love, what they desire? They want to serve Supreme Personality Godhead Krishna by some moods, dasa sakha vatsala or madhur. If you take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavat can fulfill your desire. And for material it is very easy. Who is this? Then we are told, Aho Bhaggam, Aho Bhaggam, Nanda Gopa Prajaukasam, Janimitra Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Who is this? Is Purna Brahma and is Sanatan Purush. Is always, is Anadi Radhi, is eternal. He was in past, he is at present, he will be in future in all, every times. So it's Sanatan. What is Gaudiya Vedanta? Then we will explain. Nowadays, in every year or in all this planet, they don't know what is Gaudiya Vedanta. They think Vedanta means monism. But it is not correct. Vedanta means Gaudiya Vedanta, composed by Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu. About 250 years back, if we go back 250 years, at that time one revolution came in Jaipur. And so many scholars, they told that Gaudiya Vaishnava has no commentary and about condensed form of Veda in Vedanta Sutra. And Srimati Radhika is not married wife of Krishna, so she could not stay with Krishna. And they told that none can afford Bhog Radha Krishna at first. At first you have to afford Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. After that we can afford Krishna only, not Radhika. That king sent some devotee to Vrindavan, how we can establish again Gaudiya Sampradaya. At that time, Sri Chakravarti Thakur was so old age, and he was always embarked in some mood. He don't want to leave Vrindavan. So he told, and he ordered Vishwanath Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu to go to Jaipur and establish Gaudiyaism. Baladev Vidyabhushan Prabhu was very lean and thin, but he so was great scholar and realized soul. Taking the blessings of Srila Chakravarti Thakur, he came to Jaipur. In one side, so many healthy persons in one side, and another side only Brother Vidyabhushan Prabhu, and another helper with Brother Vidyabhushan Prabhu. So Brother Vidyabhushan Prabhu told that yes, there is commentary of Gaudiya Bhasya, well, where? That he told that Srimad Bhagavatam is commentary of Vedanta. That only don't admit it. You have to show another Vedanta, another commentary. It is Bhagavat for all sampradayas. He told that I want some time, and he established that Srimati Radhika is on potency. If any person, according to Vedic literature, Vedic culture, if one male married any female, suppose one male married any female in Mathura, if he comes Navadvip, if he comes Bombay, if he comes Delhi, he have to not to marry again and again to show the people there. So if he go different place, then he have to do marry again and again. It is not quite right. So he told, they are married already, and in this confusion, Dapar also Krishna shows in Khandirvan, he married with Srimati Radhika. So he have not to show everywhere that Radhika is married wife. But she is his eternal potency. So no need to see everywhere. If he comes this planet, then he have to show the whole audience that I am marrying her another planet. So every day he will marry have no other pastimes. By this argument, she cut their philosophy. And for this commentary, he told, I want some time. Well, yes, they give him 1 week. At first, they want to give him 1 month, but no, 1 week is sufficient. Then he went to Govinda Dev. Govinda Dev is Aradha Bhugva Saipad and became hunger strike at night. He told, oh Govinda Dev, if you want to love Srimati Radhika, if you want to stay with Radhika, then you have to do by yourself and have to solve all these problems. Otherwise, you have to separate from Radhika forever. What do you want? You want to separate from Srimati Radhika, or you want to keep Radhika, you want to love, and you want Srimati Radhika's love. What do you want? Then in dream, sleep came, and he dreamed that Govinda Dev came there, manifested himself, and told, "Oh Baladev, don't worry, I shall help you, you can write by yourself." So, by mercy of Govinda Dev, Govinda is telling, dictating his writing. One night he completed everything. Someone can ask, how it is possible to write commentary of 550 condensed form, with so big volume, how it is possible in one night? For God it is possible everything. What is possible, what is impossible, what is never impossible, he can do in a moment. So by mercy of Govinda Dev, Baladev Vidyasagar Prabhu composed Govinda Bhasya, commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Govinda Dev dictated, manifested, so the commentary of this Bhasya is called Govinda Bhasya. So Gaudiya Vedanta means commentary of Vedanta, but condensed form of Vedanta by Baladev Vidyasagar Prabhu. At present, all over the world, they think that Vedanta means condensed form, monism only. They used to say, their philosophy is Brahma Satya, Jagat Mitha, Jivanam Brahma Iva Navaram. So Jiva Goswami Pad, or Paranu Dev, Guru, everybody, cut this as a philosophy. Brahma Satya, yes, I'm admitting Brahma Satya. And Jagat Mitha, Jiva Brahma, Jiva, there is no difference between Jiva and Brahma. I admit, but can you prove this? Brahma Satya, then Jagat Mitha, so Brahma in world or world in Brahma. If they say that Brahma inside this world, then their philosophy will be cut out automatically. If they told material. If they told that no, what is inside Brahma, here the argument will be that philosophy will be destroyed. How? Brahma Satya means Brahma is true. If Brahma will be inside world, world is false. What will be inside world, everything must be false, then Brahma must be false. If they say that no, that Brahma is true, world is false, and there is no difference between Brahma and Jiva. If world is inside Brahma, then Brahma is true. Which will be inside Brahma, everything must be true, that world must be true. Therefore, we become spoiled here. So, by every respect, their philosophy became spoiled. And Jiva Brahma Iva Naparam. If Jiva and Brahma is not different than Jiva and Brahma, then there are so many different than Brahma and Jiva, so many quality of Brahma, this quality is not in Jiva. Jiva's.
Some water. Water, please.
Anybody's water here?
And this one also.
Only water.
Jeev has illusion, Ram, Pramad, Vipralipsa, Karna, Karna, Pato. That means illusion, and Pramad means?
Illusion, mistakes, cheating, and imperfect senses. These four.
Illusion, mistake,
cheating,
and
imperfect senses.
Imperfect senses.
Imperfect senses.
Imperfect senses. Yes, imperfect senses.
These are in jiva, but in Brahma, beyond all this quality, all this wrong thing, all this false. So how Brahma and jiva will be same? And Brahma always in one form, but jiva is today is child, grow up, and one day he will die. How it can be possible that Brahma and jiva is same? So Brahma is big and he can make big anyone, but jiva could not do so. So if they told now here we are speaking about body, that body grow up and take birth, grow up one day will die. Or it is about soul. So if it will be soul, that from jiva is Brahma and Brahma is Brahma. So Brahma has so many quality, but jiva, the soul, has no quality, all these things. How will it be same? And if everybody will be Brahma, then one Brahma never will instruct another Brahma. So you are instructing us? So everybody is Brahma, so no need to instruct anyone. Why are you preaching about Brahma? No need to preach, no need to instruct. So their philosophy will be spoiled. Srila Maharaj, Srila Gurudev told that Srila Param Gurudev, he told in condensed form of Vedanta, in 550 condensed form, there is not in single condensed form also about knowledge. This word is never found. About mukti, liberation is not there. And
Jnana and mukti.
Jnana, mukti and jiva is Brahma is never mentioned in any condensed form. I am repeating again. So Param Gurudev told, in condensed form, Jnana means knowledge, mukti means liberation, and jiva is Brahma is never mentioned in condensed form. So how you can establish all this philosophy that Brahma Satya Jagat Mitha Jiva Brahma Imanaparam? Who established this? Shankaracharya. Who is Shankaracharya? Shankaracharya is incarnation of Lord Shiva. According to desire of Krishna, he preach all these things according to time beings. Shankara told himself in Kali Yuga, I shall preach Mayavad philosophy. So he preached all these things. After we complete this class, he told that our another class will start. Time to stop here. And all scholars are very eager to
leave
from here, and they have to do so many business. So I am completing here, Gurudev told. So this is today's class. Then the scholar, they understand very easily that very big scholars here, that are only, not only a beggar, not only a mendicant. We are told that Krishna play on flute. Why? Krishna play on flute to call gopis. Bhagavan api taratri sarvapanna mallika vichranta namastha prajyogamaya samabrita. You want another thing I forget. Parampuja Trivikmai told that we were discussing about Sanskrit language. Here Ram means son of Dasarath. If you are not in Mahamantra according to Gaudiya philosophy, but Ram means son of Dasarath. So you can say that son of Dasarath, you could not utter Ram. Trivikmai told them that Mahaprabhu is so merciful, being compassionate, he preached Mahamantra. In this Mahamantra, there is no suffix, no affix, no prefix, nothing. Everything in addressing form, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He can utter so many long, complex and compound sentences. And taking so many, using so many sapiks, apiks, prefix, so many things. But you could not utter these things, Hare Krishna, because they never mentioned about the Maha Mantra. Mahaprabhu came in Navadvip Dham. But this is very easy. No need to learn any grammar also. For this Maha Mantra, grammar is useless here, no need of grammar also. All are addressing over here. So, better you are telling that Ram is son of the Sarat. Why are you telling Ram directly? Better you can utter this Maha Mantra, then it will be gainful for you, for whole world. They become more upset by this. So yesterday Gurudev told that Krishna being Supreme Personality of Godhead, he play and look. Why? He could not check himself. He want pleasure. By alone he could not get pleasure, so he plays and look and invite gopis. Sometime in the time of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, sometime Brahmacharya they became upset with each other, but very often, not always, very rare. Prabhupada has personal assistant named Paramananda Prabhu and Param Gurudev. They are very friendship with each other, but somehow they quarrel each other. And Prabhupada has one policy that if any Brahmachari calls another Brahmachari, then Prabhupada call meeting and told you glorify him and he will glorify you. Then in presence of Gurudev, he could not abuse him. If Gurudev told, order me, suppose I called Prem Prayajan, Gurudev ordered me, you have to glorify.